Welcome back to another Daily Walk. And today we want to talk a little bit about privacy and Christianity. As I found an article as I was preparing for my news for my other show, and this will be one of my featured articles, so I'll leave you a link to that one there, which is going to be a much bigger show. A lot of you can see on the screen the article of various points I want to talk about. I kind of want to summarize it here because as believers, we need to be a lot more cautious about handing over our data. Remember, nobody thought twice when the recovery period in Germany was creating databases all to streamline everything. And we see elements of that going on in American society on the general, more generic political landscape. An executive order from March 25th of this year wants to de-silo the data, meaning that every agency will be able to share every bit of data with every other agency to, quote unquote, facilitate the faster sharing of data. Well, there's a major problem with that, and that is that the FBI and the IRS have no reason to talk to each other without massive bureaucracies in the middle of them. And so there are fundamental problems. And of course, they are tapping the country called Palantir in order to do this. What Palantir does, very weird and shifty company, effectively what Palantir does is that they take all these different data silos from all these organizations and they blend them all together into one centralized database. And so if you have Social Security and any other agency, those two agencies can immediately share data with each other without any of the checks and balances that is designed inside of our system. Now, can we argue we shouldn't have bureaucracy at all? Most likely, absolutely. But what I want to get out here isn't to talk about politics. I just use that as a means to say this same type of data collection stuff, which is horrendous all on its own, is making its migration into the church. And as it moves its way into the church, what we are starting to see, or going to start to see if we're not seeing it already, is this massive intrusion into our personal lives through church marketing programs. And the people at the top, well-meaning, they are people that are unquestionable, have unparalleled amounts of power, and you cannot stop and say, excuse me, do you realize that you are powering the Mark of the Beast technology? Oh, you didn't realize that? You want to stop doing that, but by then it's going to be too late. So this is actually an article that comes from the Technology Review, the MIT Technology Review, which usually is so left-leaning, I can barely tolerate to read through it. It's crazy. And this article comes out talking about how churches use data and AI as engines of surveillance. And it's very interesting to read through because it's talking about a lot of secret companies that are behind the scenes that most of us have never heard of as churchgoers, but they're starting to make their way into churches and gaining momentum. It started with some of the small church organizers. They're basically CRMs for churches. So you go in there and you have your attendance, you know, who goes to your church, you fill in all of the information into all of these churches, you know, and then what you do then is you can now send out newsletters or updates, whatever else. And they market it as, oh, this is just such an easy way to do it. Now, if all of this data is stored locally on the church computer or locally on a church server, I don't have a problem with that. The problem is these are all stored inside of big data companies all in the cloud. So basically your whole church attendance is all cloud-based stuff, which means it's hackable, which means it's shareable. Now, I had some experience with these because there were two individual churches in this town that I left that both at the time moved over to this one service. And that one at that time was called Church Community Builder. And part of the terms of service of Church Community Builder is everybody in your congregation has to be aware you're using this, and you must have expressed permission from people to enter them into the database. But as you realize, you are either concerned about your privacy or you don't care about anybody's privacy, which means you're uploading your contact list containing your friends' phone numbers and names to Facebook, which means you don't really care about anything. You don't even think twice about privacy. It doesn't even cross your mind. You're like, wow, this is amazing stuff. Oh my, this is so cool. And you don't think twice about it. So I get emails from both churches about the same time from Church Community Builder or all this. I'm like, what is going on here as a privacy advocate? So I start looking into this and I find in their terms of service that says, hey, in the terms of service, it specifically says you must, you know, everybody in your congregation must be aware of what is being done. So I contacted the organization. And as I contacted the organization, I said, hey, this is in your terms of service, okay? And the problem is that both of these churches, neither of which I attend any longer, okay, both of them, neither of which I attend any longer, have both added me to your list, and unfortunately, this is your terms of service, okay? So what ended up happening, what I did is I told him that, I do not consent to this information. I want completely blacklisted from everything that you're doing. And so he sent back an email, who the company did, like, oh, we're really sorry. And then, of course, they alerted both churches of this, which was a little awkward because one of the secretaries at the time was a friend of mine. And it's just like, yeah, you got to read the terms of service of the things you use, especially when you're dealing with other people's data. Okay. And so in light of that, this organization comes down, and this whole article is discussing a company called Gloo. It's G-L-O-O. This is a big up-and-coming organization, which is seeking not just to use the basic community builder type stuff, which, by the way, that company is now PayPush, and I would avoid any church that uses it. I would opt out of any ability, because all of these companies basically all operate the same way. It wouldn't surprise me if they're all consolidating into themselves, because even Gloo here has already gotten, according to this article, like 15 different organizations all working with them now. And as these 15 organizations are like, oh, and we're in the talks to acquire several more, it would not surprise me if these other ones are part of it. They're basically trying to provide a giant monopoly of centralized data. What are they doing? Full biometrics. You walk into the church, they know who you are, it's into the system, and they can share this data between all of these other churches. So if you leave one church that's using Gloo, and then you go to another church that's also using Gloo, boom, that church now gets a readout of everything it knows about you and says, hey, this guy's possibly a risk to just come to your church for a little bit. Maybe the pastoral team should go and visit him more directly. They are supplementing this with all of this data broker information that should already be illegal to have. And they are supplementing, they are putting your credit scores into your information about churches. They are gathering information about potential mental health issues. They are gathering all forms of data that they can possibly gather on everybody and producing giant dossiers of everybody and tying it to biometrics. And most people don't even have a clue. This is the exact technology that will be used by the Antichrist to engage in his world surveillance system in order to restrict access. One of the things these church systems can do is say, oh, you're on the red flag list. And you try and walk into a church and immediately security will come and kick you out. Well, that seems a little bit exclusive. Maybe I have repented since the last time I caused a problem. You don't know. But then they're also tying it into all the marketing data. So they know you're like mentally ill. And then now the churches associated with this are trying to buy ads to target people. So you're walking down the street in a particular city and they're like, oh, there is a user ID that is potentially tied to depression inside this city. Let's invite them via push text message to our church service about depression. And unfortunately, what they're finding is it's resulting in a lot of favorable responses and people are attending and joining the church. Unfortunately, it's the same problem with the giant church growth movements I've seen before. You're getting a whole bunch of people into some church on the basis of some felt need, not one that you broadcast and they came in for, but now the one that you have aggressively targeted because you are scooping up and slurping up every form of data from every possible place, every data broker, every bit of biometrics, everything you do. They are even scraping prayer lists and updating, uploading your prayer requests through these anonymous prayer request boards that they all seem to have. They are literally taking those, scooping those up, and throwing them up into the data as well, and using that in order to do targeted marketing. Let me see if I can find the actual spot They said there, I probably not, but it will be on the other video where I cover in detail. So definitely have a look at that if you're interested. We're going to go through the article point for point, talk about who's behind it and everything. But the point is here is that our privacy is paramount. You will not bring a person spiritually close to Christ with a overly pragmatic, aggressive marketing plan. Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone is the one who will transform your heart to be able to accept the gospel. Any form of this type of approach is so offensively aggressive that it is, words cannot describe how inappropriate this is. Yet these churches don't even think twice about it. These big tech moguls, we're going to solve the world's problems with AI and technology. We're going to grab up all of this data and use it to aggressively target people that we think are going to have marriage problems. We think they're going to have depression issues. They think they have a problem. And then we're going to alert the pastoral team that they need it based on the data that our AI has said. This is twisted, sick, evil. This is not the Spirit of God. I encourage you, if your church is using any of these organizations, you need to confront them immediately, opt out entirely, and consider leaving that church if they do not leave that system behind. This is so bad. And if you're like, well, I mean, it's great services. I get wonderful texts. I get all these types of things. You need to question if you are more attuned with the world or if you are more attuned with the Spirit of God. This is dangerous stuff, and I encourage you, stay away from this technology. Encourage your churches to stay away from this technology. Do not give your data to this beast system. Do not do it. This is dangerous. Let me know your thoughts about all that. Again, I will leave a link to the video on my other channel where we go through this in a lot more detail. Thanks for watching. I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's T-O-M-M. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.